This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. The University of Colorado's Board of Regents has narrowly rejected a resolution to give tuition relief to students. CPR's Paolo Shalceda has more.
Republican Regent Heidi Gunnall introduced the proposal. It would have given all full-time students a $1,000 tuition credit per semester, with part-time students receiving $500. She wanted the UCU's reserve funds to cover the rebates. The motion lost 5-4 after CU President Mark Kennedy voiced his opposition.
I am not aware of any public university in the nation that is giving tuition rebates even when their state funding is two or three times the amount CU receives in state funding and in state tuition.
The CU system is facing a $250 million revenue deficit. I'm Paul Shalceda, CPR News.
Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says President Donald Trump is trying to suppress votes. This comes after Trump said he does not support much-needed funding for the Postal Service because it could be used for mail-in voting.
He's trying to affect turnout in November by undermining a system that we know works and works well for Democrats and Republicans and, of course, independents.
Griswold says the state's vote-by-mail system does have some safeguards in place if there is a postal slowdown. The Democrat says her office is also trying to set up 100 additional ballot drop boxes across the state. Current temperatures in the 90s in the metro area, upper 80s in Colorado Springs with some clouds, 97 in Grand Junction, and 85 degrees in Aspen. Red flag warnings continue on the western slope and in the central mountains until 8 o'clock tonight. Expect clear conditions overnight, but some haze and smoke will be noticeable around parts of the state. This is CPR News. Stay with CPR News for updates on those wildfires burning in Colorado. Find more detailed coverage online at CPR.org. Right now on our homepage, we have a story about the effect that the Grizzly Creek fire is having on businesses in Glenwood Springs. CPR News reporters Taylor Allen and Michael Elizabeth Sackis teamed up for that coverage, and it includes some great photos. Again, find that and more at CPR.org.